Chapter 8, Part 2, Question number 3. Describe the reign of terror in France during the French Revolution. Answer. The internal and external conditions of France were most appalling. The people were taking to revolt in various parts of the country and demanding the dissolution of the Paris Commune. There was chaos, anarchy, and confusion everywhere in France, and people were aspiring for peace and order. The Jacobin leaders were trying to control the situation. Danton declared, "Audacity, more audacity, and always greater audacity was needed to cope with all the problems of the country." Robespierre had also pointed out, "Tyrants beset us from without on our borders, and the friends of tyranny conspire within. In such a crisis, the main principle of our policy must govern the people by reason and the enemies of the people by terror. Terror is only justice more prompt, more vigorous, more inexorable, and therefore virtue's true child." Thus the members of Jacobin party established reign of terror, which in their own opinion was a reign of virtue. The following committees were set up for the better working and smooth running of the reign of terror. Now, the instruments of the reign of terror. The following were the significant organs of the reign of terror. First, Committee of Public Safety. It was established in January 1793. It had only 9 members in the beginning, but later on, the membership was enhanced to 12. Danton, Robespierre, and Carnot, etc., were prominent members of this committee. It ruled for a year as an executive power, and the head office of this committee was in Tuileries. A prominent member of the committee observed, "We must establish the despotism of liberty to crush the despotism of the king." The committee was given the responsibility of making the appointments of important ministers, generals, and high officers of the armed forces. The power of the declaring war or making a treaty was also confined to this committee. 2 further committees were formed within this committee for the better functioning of the Committee of Public Safety. Now first, the Committee of General Security, and second, the Revolutionary Tribunal. Now second, the Committee of General Security. It came into power in 1792. Its chief function was to maintain peace and order in the country. It was composed of 21 members who possessed the powers of police officers. They had power to arrest any individual on the basis of doubt for treason and get him punished by the Revolutionary Tribunal. It used to keep secret knowledge of the individuals and watch their movements. Now third, the Revolutionary Tribunal. It was established in March 1793. The judges of this court were appointed by the Committee of Public Safety. Its main duty was to punish the persons held under the law of suspects. No appeal was allowed against the decision of this court. Thousands of men and women were guillotined according to the judgments of this court during the reign of terror. Justice was almost denied, as the judges were already directed to give their decisions hastily without going deep into the proceedings of the case. The chopped off heads of the so-called culprits were displayed at the Square of Revolution in order to terrify the public. Now fourth, the guillotine. It was an instrument invented by Dr. Guillotin and was named after him. It was used for beheading the criminals. Now fifth, special representatives. Besides the above instruments of the Reign of Terror, a special representative unit was also established. At least two representatives were appointed in each province and were invested with despotic powers. They could arrest any person and get him punished by the Revolutionary Tribunal. Now, home policy of the Reign of Terror. During the Reign of Terror, many such acts and deeds were supported and executed by the Jacobins, as may send chills running down the spines of the readers. They were bloodthirsty and anarchy-loving persons who killed innumerable persons to satisfy their whims. But apart from their cruel activities, they undertook some reforms for the good of France. They introduced some social reforms to make the country worth living. First, they put an end to serfdom. Second, they prepared a civil code. Third, they began free primary education and encouraged technical and higher education. Fourth, the special privileges of nobles were abolished. Fifth, the constitution of year third was framed. Sixth, they endeavored to end the prevailing poverty, and the lands of the lords were forfeited without giving them any compensation. Seventh, the rates of commodities were fixed. Eighth, decimal system was introduced. Ninth, Herbert preached the worship of the religion of reason and opposed Christianity. Very soon, Robespierre stressed the worship of supreme being in place of the worship of the reason. But the following cruel activities of the authorities of the Reign of Terror be deemed the constructive contribution of this reign. First, Law of Suspects. It was passed by the government on 17th September 1793. It empowered the police authorities to arrest any individual. The people were greatly terrified by this law, for they knew that they could be imprisoned at any time under the Law of Suspects even without being a suspect. Now second, Law of Maximum. It was enforced on 3rd September 1793. It was made to check the soaring prices and to control the black marketeers. The Jacobins wanted to fix the price of commodities in the entire country. Those who did not abide by this rule and endeavored to act counter to it were condemned to death. The merchants were mighty terrified of this law. Now third, Law of the 22nd Parial, P-A-R-I-R-I-A-L. This law came into force on 10th June 1794. According to it, any individual could be punished without any witness. The culprit was not permitted to seek the help of law or to engage in advocate for him. Thousands of persons were killed in less than a week after the passing of this law. Now, foreign policy. In order to face external invaders, Carnot was appointed on the post of defense minister. He organized the army efficiently. He made the military service compulsory in France and recruited a vast number of soldiers. He not only achieved success in defeating the foreign armies, but also enhanced the power and prestige of France. The Jacobins were held in esteem by the people due to their victory over the Austrians and the Prussians. There might be difference of opinion regarding Jacobins' achievements in the home policy, but their foreign policy was definitely a good success. Now, criticism of the Reign of Terror. The Reign of Terror has been described in a hyperbolic style by the historians. After going through this description, it seems as if such tortures and atrocities had never been perpetrated in any part of the world, but it is not so. If we pay proper attention to the statistics, only 5,000 persons were killed in Paris and 15,000 were put to death in other parts of the country. But we know that 50,000 persons were burnt alive in Netherlands during the reign of Charles V. In England and America, people were awarded death sentences even for small crimes, and thousands of persons were imprisoned for small crimes. In England, people were awarded death punishment for 200 crimes, and several persons remained in jail even after they had been declared innocent because they had no money to bribe the in charge of jail. In France, on the day of Saint Bartholomew, Bartholomew, 2,000 Protestants were awarded death punishment. But the difference was only that in England and Netherlands, the death punishments were awarded to the commoners who did not have any supporters, and in France, the nobles and feudal lords were not subjected to these punishments, and their cases received the attention of different writers who highlighted these incidents. But actually, the condition of France was very precarious. She was surrounded by enemies, both in the internal and external spheres. Had she not faced these problems boldly, it would have meant the end of her existence. In fact, the nobles and the priests of France were themselves responsible for these tortures, for they constantly tried to suppress the revolution and to re-establish the absolute monarchy, because of which the radical leaders felt much offended and sowed the seeds of the Reign of Terror. But the subsequent tyrannical acts and deeds of the Reign of Terror did more harm to the country than good, and several able leaders were executed by the terrorists. It affected the country adversely and also helped to plant the seeds of dictatorship in France, which later on flourished in the form of Napoleon. Now, responsibility of the Reign of Terror. Generally, it is accepted that Robespierre was responsible for the establishment of the Reign of Terror. But a prominent historian is of the view that Robespierre was neither the father nor the dictator of the Reign of Terror. He lays the responsibility squarely on Carnot. Robespierre, who was the beloved leader of Paris mob, had the wrong notion that the people liked this Reign of Terror, and so, in order to maintain his position, he supported it. He was not bloodthirsty by nature. Some others lay stress on the point that Danton was responsible for it. But this charge has no weightage because Danton was the first person who proposed the withdrawal of the Reign of Terror after the fear of Austrian attack was over and the internal condition of France had improved. But he was executed due to this proposal, and Robespierre held the power of himself. Therefore, Robespierre is held responsible for the Reign of Terror, for he did not accept its futility even after the restoration of peace and order in France. Thus, to justify the establishment of the Reign of Terror, we can say that it saved the country from decadence by punishing the foreign enemies, traitors of the country, corrupt officials and black marketeers and profiteers. But before its terroristic activities, all the achievements of the Reign of Terror pale into significance. Now, points to remember. The Reign of Terror was established by the Jacobins, keeping in view the internal and external problems. It proved to be a successful government under the appalling condition of France, which needed a powerful government. Now, instruments of the Reign of Terror. First, Committee of Public Safety. Second, Committee of General Security. Third, the Revolutionary Tribunal. Fourth, the Guillotine. Fifth, the Special Representative. Now, Home Policy of the Reign of Terror. The following reforms were made during the Reign of Terror. First, serfdom was ended. Second, a civil code was prepared. Third, free primary education was provided and higher education given encouragement. Fourth, the constitution of year 3rd was framed. Fifth, efforts were made to end the prevailing poverty. Sixth, prices of commodities were fixed. Seventh, decimal system was introduced. Eighth, worship of religion of reason was preached. It was later on replaced by worship of Supreme Being. Three laws were passed to enable the government to work properly and effectively. First, law of suspects. Second, law of maximums. Third, law of the 22nd parallel. The foreign policy of the Reign of Terror proved to be a success due to its policy of terrorism. Now, criticism of the Reign of Terror. Whether the Reign of Terror was beneficial or harmful for the people of France is a debatable subject. But under those circumstances, it was necessary that some strict measures were to be taken. The question of responsibility of the establishment of the Reign of Terror is also controversial. Now, question 4. Describe the significance of the Constitution of 1795 or the Constitution of the Year 3rd. Answer. Several constitutions came into being during the course of the French Revolution. The first constitution was framed in 1791 and the second in 1793. It was the third constitution of the revolutionary period, which was framed in 1795. It was also known as the Constitution of the Year 3rd, as it was the third constitution in the series of constitutions. The National Convention was dissolved after framing this constitution on 26th October 1795. It came into force after the dissolution of the National Convention. It was prepared keeping in view the principles of democracy. At the outset of this constitution, stress was laid on the rights and duties of men. Though it was not difficult to discern the progressive element and some improvements upon the earlier constitutions, yet it had its own shortcomings, which will be discussed at a proper place. Now, significance of the constitution. The executive powers were not concentrated in one man, for the makers of this constitution were afraid that if one single man was appointed the head of executive, he could turn it into a dictator in due course of time when an opportunity arose. The executive powers were laid in the committee of five persons known as directors. One director used to retire every year, and out of the five directors, one director used to be the head director for 3 months respectively. He was supposed to be the president of France. The office of directory was established at Luxembourg. The ministers were appointed by the directory, and thus the cabinet was formed. The directors also used to keep a close eye on whether the laws of the country were being followed properly or not. Now, Legislative Assembly. It had two chambers. The first chamber was called the Council of 500, but the second chamber was known as the Council of Anciens. The Council of 500. It was composed of 500 members. It was essential to attain the age of at least 30 years to be the member of this house. This chamber used to produce proposals for the laws. The Council of Anciens. It consisted of 250 members. One should have attained the age of at least 40 years to be the member of this house. The main function of this chamber was to approve of or disapprove the proposals of the first chamber. Now, rules of elections. The property was the basis of election. Those people who used to pay tax to the government had the right of election. It was provided in the constitution that 1/3 of its members were to retire every year, and in the early elections, 2/3 members would be elected from the outgoing members of the National Convention. This provision was laid down with a view so that the royalists might not be elected in a great number in the legislature. This provision not only annoyed the royalists, but the people of the middle class also felt deeply concerned with it, and they revolted against the National Convention on 5th October 1795. The job of suppressing this public revolt was assigned to Barras, B-A-R-R-A-S. He crushed this revolt mercilessly with the help of Napoleon Bonaparte, who was an army officer and who had already earned fame in the Battle of Toulon against the Britishers. Now, demerits of the constitution. First, the right of vote was awarded on the basis of property. It had deprived most of the people of the right of vote. The Democrats opposed this constitution due to this anomaly. Second, the Royalists were also not satisfied with this constitution because it had given no importance to the king. Moreover, the provision of electing at least 2/3 members from the outgoing members of the National Convention was contrary to their wishes. Now, third, no provisions were made in this constitution to remove the differences between the executive and the legislature. Now, fourth, the members of the executive, that are directors, were neither responsible to the legislature nor to the people. They could be removed from their post only by impeachment. Now, evaluation of the constitution. Both the political parties, the Royalists and the Republicans, were dissatisfied with the provisions of this constitution. It created bad blood among the members of the executive and the legislature. It provided no interrelated solution to the problems of the country. However, the Constitution of 1795 proved to be more stable than the earlier two constitutions framed during the course of the Revolution. This constitution was significant because it gave birth to bicameral legislature in France for the first time. Now, points to remember. The Constitution of 1795 was a significant one. Though two constitutions, the first in 1791 and the second in 1793, had already been framed, it showed certain improvements on the earlier constitutions. Now, executive. The power of the executive was given to 5 directors instead of one person because the members were afraid that he might become a dictator. Now, legislative assembly. 2-chambered legislative assembly was formed. First, the Council of 500. And second, the Council of the Ancients. Now, rules for election. Condition of holding some property was laid down, and the right of vote was given to those who used to pay tax. It deprived thousands of people of the right of vote. Now, demerits of the Constitution. First, condition of property was laid for the right of vote. Second, Royalists opposed it as 2/3 members were to be elected from the National Convention. Third, no provisions to remove the differences between the executive and the legislature were made in it. Fourth, the directors were neither responsible to legislature nor to the public. Now, evaluation of the Constitution. The Royalists and the Republicans both were dissatisfied with the Constitution.